Nails to her for tonight's the night. The price was right, so we offered to invite the throng for free rounds at the Roxy Club, which she was opening up, which made the owner wish she'd just shut up and song and sings. But that didn't change a thing when owner David Geffen inked a shaky deal with Neil Young, king of grunge, some 5 years later. But it was far from painter, cause Young would not just cater when they tried controlling his post fader. They had tires and candy, Sharon's face. It was the first time Young tried releasing Island in the Sun. They said your label mates are doing techno pop, but it didn't sell as hot,
cause he won't cut his watch to sound like a robot.
They said why don't you stick to straight ahead rock. So he produced a mock David Allen album Geffen tried to block by pressing as few copies as they could, so when it fell the thud they could say we always said it would. You seem to find a Jesus freak amongst the infidels. Shows a ragged shirt with Sonic Youth logo on proud, yeah. The heart's articulate speech shimbles will gel a tell. When you go gaga for when you're young, here's some fading in with your best work when they assert that you're burnt out and your last song sung. But those of us who hadn't heard Susanna Blue Raincoat, maybe we who have seen the future, but no matter's past, we're born at just the right time to appreciate them next to next to last.
This is the ballad of Geffen.
It was the summer of 1984. Some company man was banging down his door. It's not the name that matters. Like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Long as the song we're playing,
but one characteristic of it,
honest like Neil, they forgot his genre hopping as part of his appeal.
Appeal.
This is the ballad. And what exactly is the new Young sound? The way that he stayed vital was to never stick around like those others did. The lawsuit was amicably resolved, but Neil kept making albums that were pissing David off. They say why don't you do that hard ass shit like Guns N' Roses did. So he made Life and was for all time rid of Geffen Records, who had only viewed him as a product who had through their market scheme a bit askew. So he wrote the crowd pleasing this notes for you. They sing like cockatoos from Ohio to Fountain Blue. Don't write songs for MTV or roller rinks. Don't sing for cola drinks. Don't sponsor someone's club or someone's ink. Don't write songs for MTV or roller rinks. Don't sing for cola drinks. Don't sponsor someone's club or someone's ink. But those of us born after the reruns were the brand new shows. But those of us who hadn't heard Susanna Blue Raincoat, maybe we who have seen the future, but no murders past, we're born at just the right time to appreciate them next to next to last.